like when I got started, you know?
Yeah, baby!
Old-time hockey, baby. Welcome to the big show. It is the Vancouver Giants This Week, a presentation of the fine folks at White Spot. Glad you are with us tonight, baby, here on a Monday night. And what a Monday night it is. We close in on the end of October. Here comes November, folks. Giants' next home game's on November. That's Saturday. It's Saturday in this Saturday, it's November. That's right. This Saturday, it's November. Unbelievable. Daylight is burning. Just get me to spring, though. I'm a spring and summer kind of guy, other than hockey. Hockey season gets me through the winter. I'm Brooke Ward. Glad to be with you tonight. You heard him off the top. He's here all the time. I couldn't do it without him because he wouldn't let me do it without him. He's Jack the Giant.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, baby. Jack is here. When Jack the Giant is here, all is well. 25 years of age now, Jack the Giant, ever since the Giant opened their doors as a young toddler, as a young baby. It was Jack the Giant opening the doors way back in the days, the early 2000s at the Pacific Coliseum. He's now 25 years young. So are the Vancouver Giants. The first 25, the next 25, hey, the next 25 weeks proved to be looking pretty good, rather than the next 25 years even. Vancouver Giants had a 2-for-3 weekend. They lost at home. More travel, too. 3 games, 3 nights. 6-5, dropping a decision to Portland on Friday night. That was their first regulation loss in 5 games. On Saturday, 5-4 in overtime. Halliburton, the game winner. It was his 9th of the year. Giants came back from a 2-goal deficit to tie it and then win it in overtime. And then on Sunday, down by 2 again to Kamloops, back at the LEC, part of a home-and-home. Giants down by 2. They were down 3-1 in the second. They scored a late goal in the second period by the youngster Blake Shorney, and then came all the way back to the third period, beat them 5-3, helped out by an empty netter. Busy week for a lot of Giants, too. In goal, first of all, Kelton Pine was terrific in particular. In Kamloops on Saturday night, made 45 saves. The former Regina Pat, 45 saves to get the win, 5-4 over the Loops in overtime. Burke Hood on Sunday, the 5-3 win over Kamloops was terrific again. He continues to move that ERA, the save percentage, up. And he had a 1-0 weekend himself, beating Kamloops 5-3. The goaltenders, top point scorers on the week. The 3 games, Cameron Schmidt had 4 goals and 2 helpers. Ryan Lynn had 6 assists in the 3 games. Tyus Sparks coming on, 2 goals, and this sophomore, 2 goals and 3 assists over the weekend. And Obo Bifo, Aaron Obo Bifo, had 1 goal and 2 helpers over the weekend, too. He was a force. He is coming on. Things are looking rosy for the Giants. Bill Wilms in a couple of minutes. Nathan Canter also to come your way. Right now, though, recap with Bill and Nathan from yesterday. The game wrap, the 5-3 come-from-behind victory, 2 in a row over the Blazers from Kamloops this weekend. Here's how it shook down yesterday at the LEC.
Tommy Lafreniere stopping on the left wing boards in front, and a shot, they score. Evis Chesson gets his 6th of the year. And they open the scoring here, 8:28 to go in the first.
Yeah, I mean, they execute this perfectly.
Here's Chorney. Oreskovic will join him, a 2-on-1. Shorthanded for the Giants. Chorney down the right side, holding up to Oreskovic, and he scores! Just enough to sneak it through the wickets of Edmundstone. A shorthanded goal. We're tied 1-1.
Yeah, you know, this is good. You deserve that. The last second, instead of shooting, pass it over. There's a lot of times teams will say, let the goaltender take the shot. You know what my thinking is? Make the goaltender move.
Kamloops man advantage. Moore looking cross ice to the left circle. A shot. They score. Oh, what a shot. Esau Gurum. Top corner on the blocker's side. And the Blazers retake the lead on a goal from a kid from Burnaby. Rudig will pinch right wing and holds it in the zone. Carries down low. Looks in front. Deflected. And they score. That took a really weird bounce. I think it'll be Rudig's goal. The defenseman. And it's 3-1 Blazers.
Yeah. Pick up a trade acquisition from the Portland Winterhawks. Boy, has he paid off in numbers. He was great last night, too.
Up to the high slot, and the Giants will create a steal. A 2-on-1. Tittle back. He's got Chorney. To Chorney. Spyfall. He scores! With 24 seconds to go in the period, what a timely goal. Blake Chorney. And it's a 1-goal game on his 4th of the year.
Well, how many breakaways or 2-on-1s is that?
For Oba Bifo, right corner as he turns back. Now to Lynn from the blue line. Deflected! Scores! Barks in front of the net. Tips it home. His fifth of the season. It took 19 seconds, Bill. We are tied.
What a shot. What a deflection. Really good to get to the front of the net to deflect that shot. And once it's touched on the way of the net, Edmund Stone could never find it.
Here's Oba Bifo quickly in looking for Schmidt. He scores! That almost came out of nowhere. Giants leading 4-3 with 6:54 to go. It's a power play goal.
Well, let me tell you, that guy there, 19, comes out of nowhere.
It'll come to Rudig at the blue line. Nice saucer pass, right circle, Hurlbert off of Howell and over the net. Sparks going for the empty net. He scores! Right down Main Street, Tyus Sparks, a two-goal night. And Giants have a two-goal lead with 31 seconds to go.
5-3 lead, all of this with 31.1 seconds left. Boy, I'll tell you what, if it holds up, which it should, it'd be quite a weekend.
Good weekend for a lot of goals. They outscored their opponents 15-13 on the weekends. If you like defense, you're probably not digging it, but you'll take the two out of three. But that's a 28-goal weekend, and the Giants had 15 of them. They'll take it, that's for sure. Giants back in action on Saturday night. It is a Saturday-Sunday double dip for your Giants of the Vancouver variety as well. Get your tickets right now, VancouverGiants.com. Kelowna in town, and that's on Saturday night. And then Prince George here, November the 2nd, as we dig our teeth into the next month on the calendar, the second to last month of the calendar. PG here against the Giants on Sunday afternoon. And for the Giants, at least, no travel this week. They get to stay at home. They get to chill. Their next road game is Friday, November 7th at Tri-City. They'll take it, a chance to catch their breath here. A lot of road games, a lot of travel for them early. Kelowna on Friday night. Check that. Kelowna on Saturday night. And then Prince George on Sunday afternoon. VancouverGiants.com/tickets. Grab them right now while they are available. Going to grab Bill Wilms in just a minute. Stay with us. I'm Brooke Ward. Jack the Giant riding shotgun today, as always. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants this week on the mighty Sportsnet Radio Network.
Hey, it's Mike Halford.
And Jason Brough.
Join us for Halford and Brough in the Morning weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. on Sportsnet 650.
Or on demand anytime through your favorite podcast app.
And Oba Bifo gets a steal, left circle, in front for Schmidt, back to Oba Bifo, scores! Pretty passing from Vancouver, Oba Bifo taps it home, he deserves that, and the Giants are within one for the third time tonight.
And what nice, pretty passing play to finish that play off. You know what? That's simply a give and go. And the good hockey players are really, really good players that you watch. And you watch as many NHL games as you want. World's best. They execute give and goes. I give it to you and I want it back. Okay? And that's as good a give and go in that situation right there. That's to finish a playoff. A lot of give and goes are good to establish a play.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Thank Jack the Giant riding shotgun for me again today. He's my bouncer. There's any trouble. There hasn't been any because Jack's around, man. You've seen Jack, you know what I'm saying? But if there was any trouble, Jack's right here. Jack's got my back. He's my back, Jack. That's right. Bill Wilms is with us now. I'm Brooke Ward. I'm going to be like all feisty, Bill, because I got Jack with me now, and I can do it. Bill Wilms is here. I'm Brooke Ward. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants this week. This is Sportsnet 650. It's the Giant Show. Hi, Bill. How are you?
You've got it all covered, man.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait to listen.
Listen, man. It's going to be this way or the highway.
That, yes. You know what? That sounds great, second period intermission talk for a coach, man. That, you're in the wrong profession.
I don't want to get in there. That's what I want to do. I want to sit in there in front of the crowd in the banquet hall during the pregame. If they ever let me do that again, you know, I should be a guest. Although I'd be a bad guest, Bill. You know why? I'm used to interviewing people my whole life. Being a guest is tough, I find.
Yeah, you do. You would be just fine. And in fact, they're missing out on that.
I would be a guest, man.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you all about Lucic and Vander Kane and Gallagher and all these guys. Harumph. How you doing, Bill, by the way? 3 games, 3 days? You're playing hurt, too. You have a little bit of a, I wouldn't say the sniffles, but what do you got? A little congestion going on? You played hurt? You played through it? That's a veteran for you. That's an athlete for you right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to fight through that check. No question. Congestion, yep, that never really gets me down, Brooke. I don't know why. I've been that way all my life. And my criteria for how sick I am is very simple. Could I go out and play golf? If the answer is yes, and it is most of the time, I know I'm okay. If it's like, no way, I know I'm deathly sick.
Yeah. Golf is your healing thing. Never keep all the pills. You don't need a doctor. No one needs a doctor. Go play nine even. Go to the range. Hey. Could you just go to the range and get it out of your system? The putting
green? No, that's too boring.
Okay.
No, that's not good. I only got so many swings left in my back. And
you're not going to waste them.
I don't want to waste them. You know, that's what a lot of people do before they play golf. They go to the driving range, and I say, what are you going there for? To waste all your good shots.
Yeah.
Save them on the golf course.
I hear you. Well, I don't mind a few hacks, but I'm not hitting, you know, what's a bucket today? 30 balls, or are they down to 15?
Yeah, 30 is a small bucket.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
happy if I can finish one. I've never been a great ball striker. I always rather go out and play.
I always used to. Welcome to Hockey Talk, by the way, on Sports. It's the Vancouver Giants, product of White Spot. Speaking of a company that has balls, White Spot is going to get it done for you. White Spot, Bill! You go to White Spot and have that triple O burger, man. Do it. But anyway, I digress. It used to be like, I'm way back, Fraserview Golf Course. Well, obviously way back, but man, I hesitate to say it's 50 years ago now, Bill. That is way back. But it was a buck for a bucket of balls. You got 30.
Really?
So I wonder what a bucket of balls are worth today. Would you even know? And I figured they'd either up the price or, you only get 15 now. It's like shrinking that box of cereal. You get 50,
$5.
$5 for 30?
Yep.
That ain't bad, really, in today's day and age, I guess.
Yeah.
Go no just problem. Hack it, loosen up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you got to work on the right things, exactly.
Now, you, by the way, you have played nine, but I always hated playing nine because if I had a great nine and that's all I had time for, I want to keep playing.
And, well, you should, absolutely. You've got that back nine facing you, all the challenges, especially if you're playing well.
Man,
great sport. The thing is, you got no help. You got no teammates in this game. That's one of the things that makes it so great.
Yeah. I just think that when we used to sneak on for nine just before it got dark, so you get nine in, and all of a sudden I'd be having a career. I'd be on pace for my best game ever, and I don't want to quit if I'm on the best. I'd probably fall apart in the back nine anyway. But still, it's dark out, and you had to quit. And for me, like I had like a 42 front or something like that. It's like, I got to stop now. I can't come back tomorrow and play the other half, although they do it in the bigs if there's rain. I can't come back tomorrow and play the other half and count it to me. You got to finish 18.
I asked you this before. Did you ever meet Nifty at Fraserview?
I did. Nifty. We loved Nifty. He was the guy who would hover around. I should let you tell the story.
11.
Yeah.
11. Right on the dog leg on 11 on the right side. You know, people slice. Never look. Don't look for balls on the left side of a golf course. That's a hooker's side. Not many people draw the ball. Not the good. Be a good player to do that. I always look on the right side.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and
to tell people about Nifty.
Yeah, well, if he couldn't find your ball down there, he'd hear it, and you'd think, okay, he heard it, but if he couldn't find it, it was off the planet. It wasn't available.
Nifty was a guy who hung around at the golf course, probably, as you say, down the right-hand side. Most of the hitters, to my mind, were righties rather than lefties back in my day, and he would hang out. I never thought about now which side of the fairway he was on, but he was this guy, and he would wait around, and when people would hack it in the woods, he'd go find their ball, he'd come out, you give him 25 cents, and he'd give your ball back to you.
No, he was happy to find it for you, too. He wasn't, it was a brand new Titleist. He was happy to give it back to you. He wouldn't say, hey, I can't find it, stick it in his pocket.
Nifty. That's too funny you'd bring him up to me.
Number 11, Brooke, it was definitely the only place you'd really find him. Dog leg right. You know what dog legs right do to slicers. They're hitting it way off into the bush. So.
Yeah, that was 12 at Fraserview, by the way. The 11th was just straight after the par 5, 10.
Oh, it is 12. Pardon me.
Thank you. There you go. I want to help you out here. Dog leg right, the 12th hole?
Yeah. Dog leg right.
I sprayed it in those woods. My balls are still in those woods. I said, pardon? Yes, they're still there. I don't think Nifty's still there, though. But yeah, Nifty looked like he had been crawling around in the mud to try and find your ball.
Yeah.
That was Nifty, but that was a good thing. Okay, for 25 cents, and balls back then were probably $2 a piece or something, maybe. I never had the money to go get the Titleist or the Top Flight. What ball do you play, Bill?
Titleist. Yeah, I play a Titleist Velocity, a little bit further distance for a guy that's losing club head speed.
I always find it was easier for Top Flight because I would put slices like into the ball, if I'm using the right terminology. I would slice my ball literally on the Titleist for something. It would feel lighter to me than the Top Flight, or we call them Top Rocks because they're a little heavier, we found. And it was easier for me because I didn't hit every shot perfect. The Top Flight lasted longer for me than the Titleist. But the Titleist seemed to fly better.
Oh, yeah, it had some spin on it. It was a different cover. You know, they had the thin cover. If you hit it in the forehead, boy, I'll tell you, it creased it real quick. But the Rock Flight, like you call it, Top Flight,
Top Rock.
The Rock Flight. It was those were harder balls. They wouldn't cut.
They were more durable. Yeah. Otherwise, for me, frankly, you'd be coming up the ninth hole, I guess, at Fraser View, and I'd be running out of balls by then. And it was like, okay, I'd go up the right-hand side by the driving range. I just need some range balls to get through this round. I don't know what kind they were. Didn't matter. Said range ball. Good enough. Seemed to fly the same for me.
Yep. Finish the hole.
By the way, discountgolfcard.ca, we're nearing the end of the season. That is Bill's Discount Golf Card. Starts every March or April 1st even for a full year. Gives you discount golf rates at different courses. It's still up. You're in the second half of the year. It was golfing weather today, Bill, frankly. Discount Golf Card CA is still up and running, yes?
Absolutely, and great. My partner slashed the price down so that if you like winter golf, a lot of our courses, their offer is winter golf. In other words, after October. So, yeah, it's still available, and if you like to play any golf in wintertime, it's there for you for sure.
It's White Spot Vancouver Giants this week. It's on Sportsnet 650. Bill Wilms is with us. Well, thanks, Bill. That was a good segment. I appreciate you calling.
Talk to you next week.
Sure. Tell me more about your cold. Anyway, you played through the pain. 3-3 for the Giants. They back end it with a couple of comeback victories. What are your thoughts of the weekend that just transpired?
Well, I liked Friday night a lot. I like, and I talked about it on the postgame show, the 6-5 loss to Portland. And I know that they didn't get the win, but I sure liked the offense. I sure liked the comeback. They went, goal for goal there towards the end of the hockey game. I liked it. I thought that the seeds for growth for the next day, Saturday, and in Kamloops were sown that night in Portland and against Portland. And
because,
I liked the five
how
goals.
Come?
They scored. Well, they scored. They scored five goals every game this weekend, and it's certainly all about offense. No question about it. And they played together. They played as a team, and you could see it. It went after the Portland game that night. They outshot Portland. I think it was 28-15. They exchanged goals, as I said, and very okay with five goals. And I said that. I said that to the coach after the game. I said, you know what? There's times you're not going to play as well and win. I thought it was a nice step in the right direction, and it proved again on Saturday. I mean, they went out and they got the overtime win, even though Kamloops scored four in a row. It's always a bit of concern, but they did get the job done. And I want to spend just a bit of time on Leonardo Domenichelli. He got a goal. In fact, he got an important goal. It wasn't just his first goal in the league, but he tied the game. Close to the very end of the second period. It was a massive goal. And I think it was great that he scored in the arena where his dad, Nat, played so much hockey. His dad had, led the team in scoring. And, the one year they went to three Memorial Cups, I think, in a row. And all that was very good for the kid. I thought that was that was a real good thing, apart from the fact that they did win in overtime as well. And, against Kamloops in the return, another five goals. When you take a look at, the goals scored this weekend, 15, five each game, I like that. And, from a coach's standpoint, you know, they always focus on, you know, on the loss. And I know that I've been there. The agony of losing far, far outweighs the satisfaction of winning. You know, a coach can have his team can have an 8-2 stretch over 10, and he's focusing on the two, you know, games you lost. And I get that. I get that. I've said this to you before. Tommy McVee, one of my favorite quotes, one of the former NHL coaches who's passed away, he once said, you know, he'd rather catch his wife cheating than losing hockey games, because he said, at least I could tell her to stop, which you can't do. And when you're losing hockey games, you can't tell your team to stop. But, Brooke, it's the weekend. I mean, I got to combine the two weekends, okay? Because, you know, it was an unfair evaluation when we looked at the first 8 games where the Vancouver Giants won game in regulation, okay? And that was on that tough road trip. They won 2 games there. They're trying to figure out who they got on their team, they lost bad a couple times. The penalty kill wasn't very good, but since they've come back, the two weekends, you know, last weekend it was 3-3. This weekend it was 3-3, and they are 4-1-0-1. Now here's the situation. You look back even at the games in Saskatchewan. It was 6 games to the Eastern Division, and even a stretch of 4 games in 5 days. So I've kind of thrown that out the window, what happened there. But now you're seeing the real, I think, Vancouver Giants. And I got to tell you, the acquisition of Kelton Pyne and what he's meant to this hockey team last weekend and this weekend, he played the middle game of the 3-3. He played the game in Penticton last weekend. He played the game at Kamloops this weekend. 20-year-old goaltender. Terrific. I mean, such a timely acquisition. You know, he faced, 43 shots in Penticton, made 40 saves. He faced another 49 in Kamloops. The middle game of 3-3, Brooke, and he's facing close to 50 shots in each game. And he faced 92 total, and you look at that at 924 save percentage on the road in those games, plus both games to overtime, and he's 6-6 in overtime. You know, that was absolutely brilliant. And that's part of the turner. I don't want to call it a turner. I think it's part of the assessment of where this team is at right now.
I've got Pyne in Vancouver because he played a few games for the Pats earlier this year, but with a 912 save percentage in Vancouver right now. And again, you talked about it, those 45 saves, and he's faced a lot of rubber, but 45 saves Saturday in the 5-4 win. And he's been a great find due to the injury of Lunneborg, who unfortunately you don't want to lose your job through injury, but now you get a 20-year-old veteran in goal, and Lunneborg is a rookie, so... Mm-hmm. We'll see where the chips fall. But right now, Pine's making quite the case.
Oh, yeah. And as I say, when you...
How much, does a 20-year-old goalie, do you think, Bill, is playing well helps, but have an effect on a younger goalie like Burke Hood?
That's a tremendous question. You know, that's very good. I honestly, it's got to have an effect.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're human, it's got to have an effect.
Because he's been around, at least, and he doesn't have the numbers that Hood has, but he's been around. So you've got a guy who can buy beer when it's available, compared to a guy who can't buy beer. So it's like, okay, well, you're in a different, you know.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years at a young age is a big difference.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, I mean, what Burke Hood's got obviously going for him, too, is he's in National Hockey League draft.
Yeah.
And I don't want to suggest even for a second that there's any kind of goaltending battle here in Vancouver.
I think it's just good to have a vet. You've got a 20-year-old veteran, but he's 20 now, and I'm 18. I may be drafted by the Islanders, but that 20-year-old can maybe help settle me down, even though my numbers, you know, I mean, it's a combination. We're a team. I might have the better numbers, as an example, but the 20-year-old can chill me.
Yep, yeah, yeah, you know, and that's a good point. And if it works that way, that's great. The thing that you don't ever want to have happen is, but before I say this, you know, Pine was the most valuable player in Regina last year. Tina was last, and he was a goaltender. Tells you, you know, what he can do. But, you know, confidence lost by a goaltender sometimes is awful hard to find. So you have to make sure that both goaltenders are happy. I don't even know if it's I doubt if it's a 50-50. I think the acquisition certainly was important in that they were playing 3-3, and you knew, hey, your backup goaltender is hurt, and number B, you cannot and will not and should not play Burkhood in all three games.
Yeah.
So that was done, and we'll see how that all plays out. But you know what? I thought last weekend, this weekend, the Giants are playing a really nice brand of hockey where you're combining that skill that we talked about, you know, Brooke, with pace and intensity, tremendous energy, I thought in both games, on this weekend, certainly, and even last weekend. And it's clearly, again, I want to say maybe we put a little too much emphasis on the Saskatchewan trip, the trip to the East Division. But that's gone, and we've seen a really nice performance, I think, by the Giants the last six games. So going back the last, three and threes.
It wasn't horrible in the Saskatchewan trip, too. But, I mean,
no. They
got a couple wins. By the way, Pine, the product of, Saskatchewan, White City, never heard of it, White City, Saskatchewan Pine. And he played 44 games last year for Regina, 38 the year before. He's played over 100 games in the Dub, played two games for Regina this year, three for Vancouver now. So he's been around more than I thought, even as a 20-year-old, or at least he's got a big chunk of change. You were saying, sir?
I was just saying that along with Pine, and you know what, he was a story, I think, to a large extent the last two weekends. But I want to talk about three guys quickly. I mean, Cameron Schmidt, you know, they scored 15 goals, five goals in three games in a row. He was in on seven of the 15 goals, okay? So over 50%, Cameron Schmidt, electrifying. And I got a feeling as I watch him play that he's becoming more of a threat on a breakaway to take a pass. You know, he was the fastest skater in last year's NHL draft. There's no question that combine and all of the stuff that they check, the numbers they all check. Number one, he's electrifying. Ryan Lynn, he's got six assists in of the 15 goals. We're just talking this weekend, Brooke.
Yeah.
He had six assists. So he was in on six of 15 Giant goals. We know that. Schmidt, Lynn. Lynn is a tremendous play driver. Everywhere, at even strength, power play, wherever. He's going with the puck. He's not sitting back, passing and watching. He's driving the play. The guy I want to talk about is Tyus Sparks, okay? Now, he was in on five of the 15 goals that were scored on the weekend. There's something interesting that, and he's in his draft year, and there's always something interesting happening if you're in the media room, as I am all the time before games, and you hear scouts talking amongst themselves. It may be a Nashville scout, it may be a St. Louis scout, whoever. They're talking. And it's not loud, but you know what? If you've got a good ear, you can pick up and hear what some of these people are saying.
Right.
And not only that, I become pretty good with friends with some of them. I'm not saying they always include me in the conversation, but they certainly...
But you're nearby. You listen up. People say, listen up. I'll be sitting there now and then. I'm not eavesdropping, but if they're loud enough, I'm like, oh, that's a very interesting point.
You learn a few things. Right, exactly. So you listen to who they're talking about, okay? And this guy might have been the night before in Everett, an Everett guy, or it might be wherever they've been. I always ask the scouts, where were you, you know, before the game that night in Vancouver, where you been? Well, and they tell me where they've been, blah, 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 and you hear about players. Now, they're really, there comes a time when they don't share information on players. And one of the guys that I think is heading in that direction is Tyus Sparks. And, you know, some kids, they start looking at and they say, you know what, I'm kind of finding, I'm speaking for a scout, I'm finding I'm locking in on some kid. And I don't want to share this with any of the other scouts. I don't want to give them any information.
That's awesome.
Huh?
I said that's awesome, just the insight you're giving me right now.
Well, you see, and they just kind of, now you can hear it. There's no longer that kid name comes up. And, yeah. And I've even talked to scouts. And I say this honestly. Again, in the years I've been in the league, I remember one guy telling me one time, hey, don't speak too highly of that kid tonight on the broadcast. He says, because we're really hoping we can get him in the draft. Tyus Sparks, for me, is... Excuse me, I've got no
playing through. You're playing through the pain. I know. You go. I'll get ready in a minute.
Yeah, no, I'm cool, but I got no cough button. Anyway, yeah, and he's an interesting, really interesting player. And I just want to say that I thought, you know, on the weekend, here's a 17-year-old kid. He's got 2 goals, 3 assists. He's got points at 5 in a row. And you'll probably, or I will probably find that, you know what, the talk on him might be getting a little bit less because they're checking a lot of boxes on what this kid can do. He's a intriguing, very intriguing prospect for the draft.
Don't want to rave on a player that you actually might be interested in. Why,
exactly.
Why let the other guy know if he's not, it's poker. I don't really want to let you know what hand I've got.
Yeah, they're going to come in wearing sunglasses.
I hear you. Bill, thanks, man. You played through the cough. You played through the pain. I appreciate it so much. DiscountGolfCard.ca. If you have a cough, if you have congestion, go play golf.
Yeah.
That's the tip.
Yeah.
If you forget everything else about the interview, remember that.
Good stuff, Brooke. Hey, talk to you. Oh, by
Saturday.
The way, real quick, Saturday and Sunday, 2 home games. The beat goes on. Kelowna and Prince George. And again, the next 7 games, Brooke. Teams that they haven't seen, first time. It's incredible. Well, I'll see you on the weekend, for
sure. I'll see you Saturday, man. You play through it. You got 5 days to lose the cough. Don't breathe on me. Bill Wilms, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I would say that whether he had a cough or not. Don't breathe on me, Bill. I don't want to be angry. Bill Wilms, Nathan Kander, coming up next. This is White Spot, Vancouver Giants this week on Sportsnet 650.
And 3-on-3, sudden death overtime. Hurlburt up the middle, picks up speed and a stick save from Pine. Lynn corrals the rebound up the left wing. Giants have a 2-on-1. Schmidt with Haliburton. Schmidt left circle to Haliburton. He scores! Overtime winner from Ty Haliburton. And the Giants win 5-4. In overtime.
Ho, ho, ho.
Atta ho, ho, ho. You bet, man. Ho, ho, ho. Wow. Giants had a good weekend. Started off with a loss on Friday night, and then they went bang, beat Kamloops back-to-back, come-from-behind efforts. And Bob's your uncle, Edith's your aunt. It turned out to be a good weekend for the Vancouver Giants. Monday's good, too. Why? Nathan Kander's here. Hello, Nathan. How are you, sir?
Hello, hello. Bob's your uncle. What was the other? You say Edith, your aunt?
Edith is your aunt. I don't know. My wife says that, so it's like, okay. It kind of means whatever. Whatever. Bob's your uncle. Edith's your aunt.
I'd never heard that. That's good.
I should Google that. I don't even know where it comes from, frankly. It's just... Might be just go to Margaret Ward, goes to my wife. Okay, Magster. She came up with, to me anyway, Bob's your uncle, Edith is your aunt. In one of your long-winded answers, Nathan, mm-hmm. I will Google that.
Okay.
Where it came from.
Oh, I'm going to, yes. There's always a long-winded answer, isn't there?
Well,
at least
you,
one.
From you, anyway.
Yes.
Are you winded at all? Great segue, Brooke. You played Friday at home, and then road trip into the loops, then back home, and then Sunday afternoon trick or sweets, and that was the Sunday afternoon game with the kids and candy. There's lots of candy going around for the kids. Hot them up even before Halloween when they went trick or treating in the sweets on Sunday. The post game skate. Now you get in, and it's late Monday. Are you winded? How are you doing?
I'm fine. I mean. For the players, like they left it all out. They had the overtime game Saturday too, right? Then you said that post game skate after you've just played your third game in less than 3 days. So with the earlier start on the Sunday. So yeah, they left it all on the line. I think it's a great sign that 2 weekends in a row, back to back 3-and-3s, early in the season, the Sunday game both weekends finished really strong. Like the Sunday game against Medicine Hat. Beat the defending champs last Sunday, 3-1. You come in here on the trick or sweet game on Sunday, and you're down, just like you were down Saturday in Kamloops, and you find a way. And Kamloops, they're in Kamloops on Saturday, trailing 4-2. You get 2 quick goals. Like before the third even it begins, you've already tied it, and it was four straight goals for Kamloops. So there was a lot of, I think, up and down, a lot of momentum. You know, they had it a lot, then the Giants had it a lot in the two games against Kamloops, because then on Sunday, again, you're trailing 3-1. They get a lucky goal to make it 3-1, and the Giants don't go away. That's something we've clearly learned. They don't go away. And that I think is big, that when you're probably tired at the end of that weekend, you make a difference, you give it your all, and you come back and you win. And that's huge. 5 points last weekend, 4 points this week. Giants are 5-1-0-1 in their last seven.
Yeah.
The group's coming together. It's really good.
It is
really
good. And when you're offensive too, you have an offensive team. First of all, it's entertaining. You may give up a few, but you score a few, hopefully a few more. That's why they're never out of it too in a 3-1 game. You know, I mean, it's 3-1. It's a 2-goal game. It's not like it was 5-1. But you know what I mean? They have that offense, which is so much fun to watch. Now to bottle it all together. The trouble is, Nathan, as you know, if you go, let's get a little more defensive, though, okay, then it usually hurts your offense. But with this team at the moment, anyway, I kind of like the 5-4 wins. I kind of like them.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great to watch. I think at this level, that's so important, because everyone is, in a way, still learning to defend, right? Like, that's the hardest thing to do in the CHL and the WHL and in junior hockey at this highest level is get everyone to buy in. And why do you think you hear puck management like from every single coach in the league? Because it's hard to consistently always make that right play at the right time and have strong defensive structure. So that's a work in progress. Nat Domenichelli talked about that. He was on the post game on Sunday, and you know, the defensive side is a work in progress, but for the offense, it's great. I mean, and it's depth too, right? Like, the Giants have a player with 10 goals, a player with 9 goals. They have a player with 6 goals, so Schmidt 10, Halliburton 9, Sparks now 6, two more with 5, like Tittleback and Oreskovic.
Yeah,
it seems to be different guys. Like, that's the other thing; it's not the same people.
Yeah, Obo's coming along too, right?
Obo Bifo as well. Yeah, it's shocking to me. He's got only 3 goals in 14 games. Now he's got 9 points. I think. Is someone who is playing so much better than those stats show. And I'm rattling off stats, and obviously sometimes that doesn't tell the whole story. I think with Oba Vaiho, that is an example.
That's
there.
That's his game, his power forward game.
Yeah, yeah. He does so many other good things that might not show. And he's hit at least a few posts as well over the course of the season.
And he missed the entire last year of development, which is he 18 now, I think?
Yeah,
so he missed basically with injuries, that shoulder injury, I think, doubled back-to-back shoulder injuries, basically wiped out his whole season, 17th year of development. Like, that's a big year. So if you're telling me you're 10 or 12 games in and I'm really watching his engine really starting to crank away. Another great phrase, engine cranking. I'm sure you've heard that, but I'm seeing that happen as well with Opal. Giants, by the way, outscored their opponents this weekend. 15-13 in their 2-1 win. So that's a lot of, it's too many against, but if you dumb that down against, then I'm going to lose some of that offense. But 15-13 over the weekend with their 2-1 weekend. And we're right there in the Portland game, the 6-5 loss Friday night, obviously.
Yeah. Like, it could have easily been, I think that the fact that, and Bill said this, and I think he's absolutely right, is
really? Okay, go.
Well, that them scoring 5 Friday did help the rest of the weekend. Like, if they lose, you know, 2-1, 3-1, whatever on Friday to Portland at home, that I don't think necessarily, right? You needed that. They almost came back how many times on Friday? Like, it seemed like every time, I think it was 4 times the Giants cut the deficit from 2-1. It was like 3-1, then 3-2, 4-2, then 4-3, 5-4, or 5-3, then 5-4, 6-4, then 6-5.
Wouldn't go away.
That did help, right? They were right there on Friday and almost went 3-0. I think that's a good point to make.
I hope Bill was not like, Bill's already been on, so I mean, maybe he's just you know, moved on to other things, watching Hogan's Heroes by now or something. But it's like, if he's still listening, he's going to peed at me. Bill was right? Really? Because I often tell him he's right when I interview him, Nate, you know that. But it's just like, I'd like him to come on every week. So I tell you, sure, you're right.
Yeah.
But you know what? Team identity. And under new coaching, et cetera, et cetera, takes a while sometimes, obviously, to get your identity. Mm-hmm. But I always look about a month into almost any team season and, okay, what identity do I see? And if someone's going to say to me, this team will not go away, that is a great – if that continues all season long, to me, that's a great – like other teams, we just blow everybody away, and then we give up four goals, but we win 5-4. We're up 5-0. We win. Okay, that's your identity. You don't play the full 60, yada, yada, but you get wins. I like the other side. Won't go away, and one of my favorite, another phrase, Bob's your uncle, Edith is your aunt, they won't go away.
The trifecta.
Thank you.
No, it is a great thing to, if that's
too much
something
fun.
That you...
Too much fun, by the way, but keep going.
If you can make that part of your identity, that is huge. Now I'm repeating myself, but right, specifically in junior hockey at this level, a team that won't go away because if throughout a game, we've heard Parker Burgess, head coach of the Giants, say this, there's lots of ups and downs in that adversity that you face. So you have to be persistent. There's often going to be a chance to get back in the game, even if you are down by two or three. It's so much harder to do at the professional level. At this level, if you believe, and they've shown that they're able to do that, that really, really does go a long way. So they've shown that. That's great.
So what's between the ears of the players of like, no, we've done this before. We can do it again. And usually it doesn't happen every night that you can do it again. But that team identity, I quite like as well. By the way, just in passing here, the phrase... As I said to you, Bob's your uncle, and Edith is. Yeah. I Googled, bought in okay. One of your long, monotonous, probably incorrect statements. the phrase, Edith, your aunt, it's according to AI. By the way, I went on AI the other day, and I went, is AI always right? You know.
Oh, you got to be careful.
Yeah,
I have to be careful.
I know. Is AI always right? And AI actually said, no, we're not always right. Well, what good does that do me? Well, I went into AI just in an argumentative fashion. No swear words, but, well, if you're not always right, what good are you? Well, we take all the information we could possibly get, but you're not 100% correct. No, we're not 100%. Great. Well, you have a good night. You too. Thanks for talking to, you know. So, yes, AI. But anyway, AI says, Edith is your aunt is not recognized as a phrase, but out of England, apparently, or Britain, Bob's your uncle and Fanny is your aunt. That is an expression that it means there you have it, or it's as simple as that. So somebody, maybe my wife, Marg, dropped Edith in there, and okay, Bob's your uncle, Edith is your aunt, and Canadianized it, much to the dismay of the U.S. president. Didn't like that at all. There were emails exchanged. Anyway, that said, that's where it comes from. It's Bob's your uncle, okay. Edith is your aunt. Okay, there you have it. It's as simple as that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Canadianizing it. That's good.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, that's where I heard it. It's a thing we've been doing for 35 years. It's a thing, man. That turned out to be a good weekend. Who leaps out at you? What am I leaving off your page right now? Drop something on me that you're going, ooh, there's the Nathan Canter top shelf choice, high danger zone chance. Could be anything.
Well, players. I mean, I'd be remiss, like we can't overlook how good Cameron Schmidt's been. I think that would be irresponsible. Riding a 7-game point streak, he is
hot.
He's really, really hot. I mean, 10 goals on the season, but specifically the last two weekends where he's got 14 points, 8 goals during a 7-game point streak. Yeah. So he's up to like top three in the league, 23 points on the season.
He had four goals on the weekend. He had 4 goals last weekend too.
If you got him, if three you got last weekend. Yeah.
Okay, I had him at 4 this weekend. I could be wrong. And if he was 3 last weekend, check AI. That'd be 7 goals. I'll have to check. I'll double check.
Double check. He's second in league, like the only player in the Western Hockey League with more points than Schmidt.
But hot, back-to-back weekends of like, whoa, this guy's coming on.
Yeah. There's only one player with more points. And the interesting thing, too, just to touch on Schmidt is, last year we were like, goal scorer, right? Well, he's got 13 assists in 14 games. So he is adding to his arsenal, adding that part to his game. Lynn is up to 20 points. So he is, I mean, amongst all skaters in the Western Hockey League, including forwards, Lynn is now approaching top 5. He's got 20 points in just 12 games. So he's like tied for 6th. We know he's been incredible. He's already been named to Team CHL for November's Prospect Challenge. The full team will be revealed very soon. And so he's going to have a chance to, you know, show again scouts, on the big stage, on the biggest of stages, why he's so good. And then Tyus Sparks, I mean, he is eligible for the upcoming draft, as a C-rated skater, according to NHL Central Scouting, but he had two more goals on Sunday. So again, I really like the steps, that Sparks has taken. I really think he is the full package. I think he's legit a team that, if you draft that kid, you can see the potential development curve. He's got 14 points now in 15 games, but really high ceiling for Sparks. I really like the step that he's taken this season. So, and Chorney, how about Blake Chorney? I mean, he's just 16, and he jumped out to us early, and haven't really talked about him since really the SAS trip, because it, you know, the points may not have been there, but one of the best 16-year-old rookies in the league for sure. And he had another goal and an assist and a big one. Again, talking about different people producing, let's not forget about Blake Chorney too.
And he stuck his nose in a couple of times, and he defended Schmidt with a fight, actually, as a 16-year-old.
He did.
In a game a couple weeks ago.
That kid has character. Yeah. A lot of character.
Schmidt got popped a couple of weeks ago in a home game, and Schmidt, Merrick Howell was in the neighborhood, but it was Chorney that was closer, and Chorney didn't wait.
Yeah,
he just dove in there. By the way, I may have misheard you. Last eight games, or whatever, 2, 4, 6, 7. Last seven games is 8 goals, I believe.
Yes.
For back to the Regina game on the road.
Yeah.
But we 2, 4, 6. Who do we appreciate in his last 5 games? I've got him at 7 goals in his last 5 games as well.
Wow.
And 11 points in his last 5. Going back to last weekend. I checked AI. No, I didn't. I went right to the Giants website where I knew.
That's where you can get a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, meanwhile, this is a great team. If you're a hockey team, won't go away. Great, great kind of dynamic to have. Myself, speaking personally, won't go away. Had a couple of phone calls from the police and the odd stay 200 yards away from her at all times. But that was a different kind of won't go away. Other than that, Bob is your uncle, Fanny and Edith are your aunt, Nathan. And anything I leave off the page there? I don't know.
No,
restraining orders for you ever?
Oh, come on. No, won't go away. No.
He won't go away. Well, that's a good thing to have. No, it's not, said Officer Demansky. So then I went away. Thank you,
pal. You know what won't go away?
Yeah.
The schedule, the busy schedule. It's not quite the same, but hey, another 2 games at home this weekend.
Kelowna, the Rockettes come to town, which I will say, unless Bruce Hamilton is around, then they're the Rockets. But if he's not around, the Rockette, the owner, the Rockettes are in town to take on Vancouver on Saturday. PG, the Cougars, that's David Pratt's favorite team. The Cougars are in town on Sunday. So you get Saturday, Sunday this week. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, more new team, like different teams. Giants haven't seen either of these teams. And a little interesting that Kelowna, the Mem Cup hosts, are struggling. They're 4-5-1 or 4-5-2. And I mean, it's only one game below 500, and the Giants are at 500. But it is still surprising that at this point in the season, even though Kelowna has played less games, they are in last in the BC division, which is probably not going to continue. I think that's a better team than that. And of course, Mazden Leslie returns to the LEC. So that is a storyline for sure.
I forgot about that, frankly.
Yeah, he's wearing number 4. It looks weird. Not 47. Number 4 for Kelowna. So I'm sure, you know, there's not as many, right? Players, not as many former teammates that he played with for that long now with the Giants, just being a 20-year-old, right? But obviously him and Ty Halliburton were so close amongst the others as well. But that's kind of an off-ice, well, and on-ice storyline going into next week. And the Cougars are doing well. They're plugging along. I think they're surprising in my eyes how good they still are. I thought they might take a bigger step back with not the same veteran top scorers without the Riley Heights and the Cohen Zimmers of the world, but they are still very good, and they still have a first-round pick in net in Joshua Ravensburg and taken by the Sharks So it's two good teams. The Rockets are much better than last place in the BC division. No one is bad in the BC division. No one. None of the six teams. It's a very hard division.
Mastin Leslie, in 10 games that he has played, has 1 goal and 5 assists, much of the damage on the power play. The goal came with a man advantage. 3 of his 5 assists came with a man advantage. So he is keying their power play right now.
Well, and can I just, so you just said 3 power play assists, 1 power play goal out of his 6. So that would leave, if my math is correct, 2 points not with the man advantage.
5-on-5 or 4-on-4 or 3-on-3.
2 even strength points, correct. That, to me, tells me how friggin' good Ryan Lynn is.
Well, Leslie took his number when he got there. So he went, yeah. I don't want to work 40. Give me 4. Ryan Lynn wears it. I'm wearing it. So there. So he took his number. Hey, pal, you're the greatest. Please stay 200 yards away from me at all times, and then I won't have to call the cops. So... not the first time you've been asked that, but you've never been charged.
No, I'm sorry. I keep trying.
No, it's just always acquitted. Hard. Never, you know, always acquitted. Never convicted. Always acquitted. That's a big thing. Good thing to know. Thanks, Nathan. Appreciate it, pal. Fun, fun, fun. And we will see you on Friday night. The Rockets are in town. And then the Cougars from Prince George on Sunday. Looking forward to seeing you again, pal. Enjoy your week away from me.
Thank you so much. Rockets Saturday. Rockets Saturday.
Did I say Friday?
Friday off for Halloween. Rockets Saturday.
I said Friday? Oh,
yes.
Thanks, man. You couldn't let that go. Oh, Nathan, such a pain. Yes, you're right. Okay, Saturday, Sunday. Forgive me. I'm used to the Friday games. I like to drive in on the Saturday anyway because there's no rush hour compared to the Friday. So I like a Saturday game. Thank you, pal. You're the best.
Thanks so much.
The great Nathan Canter. Everybody loves this guy, man. How could you not?
He's a Cinderella boy. The crowd is just on his feet here.
On their feet and going wild. There, our in-studio audience, by the way. Forgot to acknowledge them today. They're wild and crazy guys. Hello. Hello, audience. Thank you for being with us tonight here in studio at Sportsnet 650. See what I'm telling you there? Going wild, they're going wild. And why wouldn't they? Their Vancouver Giants are on a roll right now. 5-1-1. I'm messing that up. 5-1-1 in their last 7. The Vancouver Giants rocking the 7-7-1 record, and indeed, just 1 regulation loss in the last 7. Way to go. They're going to try and prove on that on Saturday night when the Kelowna Rockets hit town. That's a 7 o'clock game. Mastin Leslie and the Rockets hitting town, as Nathan had pointed out to you. That's why people love him. He points out stuff like that. PG at Vancouver Sunday afternoon as well. There'll be another Save on Foods postgame skate on Sunday afternoon. Thank you for joining us tonight. For Nathan, for Bill, for everyone listening and in our studio audience, you know the drill. And Jack the Giant. I'm Brooke Ward. This is White Spot, Vancouver Giants this week on Sportsnet 650.